Castlebrook Racing today to take us through the quaddie legs there. Harry White joins us again. Harry, good morning again.
Good morning again, Brendan.
First look at the quaddie at Muswellbrook today is a benchmark 66. It's over 1,280 metres. 1, 6 and 9 come out here. We're playing on a soft 7. Tab fixed odds favourite. Power of Wexford at $2.90. Rubble at $3.90. Jamaican Dream 6.50. Magic Charlie 9.50. Your selections here, please.
With Power of Wexford, hasn't won in over a year, but resumes. Always fires fresh. Had 3 first up runs for 2 wins and a third. Was only narrowly denied first up at Track and Trip last prep in similar grade with Andrew Gibbons aboard, who rides here to beat number 2, Rubble. Closed off well for a narrow second post fresh and last start on the back of a good win prior. The form around him stacks up fairly well. Gets some weight relief with a clamber aboard and just needs some luck from a tricky gate. Magic Charlie resumes, likely to need every inch of this trip, but should be flying late. And I thought Bridget of Kildare would be next best and goes in the quaddie 12-2-3-7.
12-2-3-7. Looks like a bit of an Irish theme with a 7 and 12 Quinella there. In the fourth, race number 5 is the Stayers Cup. It's a 66 over 2,300 metres. 2 comes out. Emanuela number 1 is the favourite, 4.20. Kiara Rose at 6 along with Spooky Wookie and Kalimia Kid at $6 also.
Yeah, it's an open race. I'm with Emanuela. Has to give weight to them, but closed off strongly last start and is looking for this sort of trip now. With a noticeable lack of speed in this, she may race more prominently. To beat number 7, Captain's Legend, best efforts would put him in the mix. Clubtown won 3 back over 2,200 metres and had the measure of Captain's Legend that day. And Kiara Rose has been freshened and wasn't all that far away at Kembla last run. And I think she's meeting easier opposition here. 1-7-11-3.
1-7-11-3, race 5. Race 6 is a 58 over 900 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 3, 6, 8, 10, and 13. We're 60 seconds off the second at Ipswich. Bit of a Beauty 270. Ella Rain 440. Mary Magpie 550.
Yeah, this race has been hit with scratching, so a couple of key runners don't go around. In light of that, I'll side with Bit of a Beauty, who won narrowly first up with a gap back to third. Jeff Penza sticks on. She's ideally drawn to do no pace work for an on-pace run and could easily go on with it. To beat Mary Magpie, finally broke maiden status at start 20. This is the logical next step. Number 7, Aloe Rain, is first up for a new stable and generally proves competitive fresh. And another one having a first start for a new stable is Skillet, who was previously with the Waller Yard. She goes in as a knockout chance at odds. 4-12-7-2.
4-12-7-2, race 6, race number 7, final event, class 1 over 1,000. Scratchings are 1, 3, 5, 7, 10, 15, 16, 17 and 20. And Melick $1.80 in favourite, Deadly D $6.
Yeah, Melick's a one out, resumes with the blinkers on, trialled well on 2 occasions leading into this. Won well first up on debut last prep before a narrow second thereafter to a horse that raced very well in benchmark 70 grade at its next start. Egyptian Amulet has a horror draw to overcome, but probably goes in for second. And I thought Canford Mick and Diddly D were ones for wider exotics. 2, 6, 4, 8.
2, 6, 4 and 8. 4 left to load at Ipswich. Harry, your best value quarter in play, Muswellbrook.
Best, race 3, number 1, Dr. Copper. Value, race 5, number 1, Emanuela. Quaddie, 2-3-7-12. Second leg, 1-3-7-11. Third leg, 2-4-7-12. Stand out the 2 in the last leg. Play of the day, Box Trifecta, race 5, numbers 1-3-7-11.
Best of luck today, Harry.
Thanks, Brendan.